if we are patient enough,
如果我们有耐心的话,
and now we look for the Lord to shed his light to us.
我们, 我们依赖神, 来, 来光照我们。
Then, brothers and sisters, we may understand a little bit more about the uniqueness of this prayer.
或许我们能理解这个祷告的这个独特的地方。
Because this something to do with our overcoming life.
这个对我们得胜是有关。
This something to do with our triumphant life.
这个与我们那个得胜的生命。
Or something to do with our victorious life.
这个与我们得胜有关。
Now, if Lord willing, probably from Sunday to Sunday, we will spend some time to look at different aspects of victorious life.
如果神允许的话、以后的几个主日的话我们要看、得胜的这个基督徒生活
And brothers, when you look at the different aspect especially practical aspect of our victorious life
如果我们看到我们得胜的这些生活特别是一些、实际的一些生活
Now you discover the prayer of Jabez is indeed very very unique one
然后你发现亚比斯祷告是非常独特的一个
So because of that, I think we have to know a little bit about its background.
正因为如此我们需要知道它的一些背景
But I don't want to bother you with all the details here.
我不想给你看所有的这个细节
So I only mention the final result.
我 只要提到一些最后的
Which Bible scholar has found.
这个圣经的学者发现的。
And then, then you can go back and try to prove yourself.
然后你可以回去来证明。
But let me just to summarize what I know about that background.
让我来把这些背景总结一下。
Now, important thing is this.
重要的是什么
When you come, it is true. Chapter 2, we already had the genealogy of chapter 2, chapter 3 already had the genealogy of Judas.
第二章、第三章已经有了这个犹大的这个家谱。
But somehow, brothers and sisters,
但是
Holy Spirit want to go one step further.
圣灵想进一步。
Now it is no doubt about that.
无疑的。
There is one line from Judah all the way to our Lord Jesus.
从犹大到我们主耶稣有一条直线。
That was an emphasis.
那是一个重点。
Just like when you look at the 12 sons of Jacob.
就像你看到雅各的十二个儿子的时候。
Reuben was the firstborn.
流便是长子。
Now Judah was the one many kings and princes, including our Lord, come from that line.
从犹大。出来了很多国王和王后
包括我们的主在
包括我们主
But brother, sister, remember When you come back to chapter 2
当你来到第二章的时候
When you come back to the beginning of genealogy
当你
of first chronicle
当你回到、历代志上的时候
Especially Bible talk about 12 sons of Jacob
尤其圣经讲到、雅各的十二个儿子
Now Judah definitely is important
犹大确实很重要
Because we know that our Lord Jesus came from that line
我们知道我们主耶稣从那条线来的
So that definitely is very important
那是无疑很重要
But brothers and sisters, the Bible is very always keep something in equilibrium
圣经总是
很平衡的
很平衡的
So now let us ask one question
让我们问一个问题
Now when we come to 12 sons of Jacob
当我们来到雅各十二个儿子
No doubt Judah is important
无疑的犹大很重要
Because that will lead all the way to our Lord Jesus
因为那会、引向我们的主耶稣
But then it is in the first chronicle
但是在历代志上
We were told that among the 12 sons of Jacob
在、雅各十二儿子之中
And、the birthright was given to Joseph.
长子的名分是给约瑟。
So, brothers and sisters, if you study the blessings of Joseph,
如果你你研究约瑟的祝福的时候
either according to the 49th chapter of Genesis,
或者根据创世纪的49章
or chapter 33 of Deuteronomy,
或者是生命记的34章
no doubt the blessing of Joseph is the best one.
无疑约瑟的祝福是最好的。
When you talk of blessing,
当你讲到祝福的话,
no other blessing can be compared with Joseph.
其他的祝福不能与约瑟的祝福相
比。Why, brothers?
为什么呢
？Because he got the birthright.
因为他得到长子的名分。
What is birthright?
什么是这个长子名分
？It means that he will get a double portion.
因为他有双份的祝福。
So remember, all the double portion will go to Jacob, go to Joseph.
所以说双份都给了约瑟。
So my brothers and sisters.Something very interesting.
所以有些是很有趣。
Now, when you study Joseph,
当你研究约瑟的时候
，On one hand, the Bible said the birthright belonged to him.
一方面，长子名分归他。
Not Reuben nor Judah.
不是流便的，也不是犹大。
Because that's what the Bible wants to reveal to us.
这是圣经要告诉我们的。
Do you see that concept of birthright is so important in the mind of God?
这个长子名分的观念在神的脑中是很重要。
Because it represents a double portion.
因为代表了双份。
And double portion in the Bible always refers to Christ.
双份总是代表基督。
Now when you talk about Judah.
当你讲到犹大的时候。
Now our Lord indeed came from that line.
我们主确实从那条线下来的。
So that's why according to Romans.
所以说根据罗马书
As far as the flesh is concerned
根据我们
肉身来说
就肉身来说
And Jesus is the descendant of David
耶稣是大卫的后裔
And also you can trace all the way back to Judah
你也可以回到这个
犹
大
Now Judah no doubt represents though Judah no doubt is very important
无疑的犹大非常重要
But this natural line But remember, there's another line.
但是记住有另外一条线。
This is called spiritual line.
这叫做这个属灵的一条线。
Now all the blessing involved is spiritual blessings.
所有这个祝福都是属灵的祝福。
Not earthly blessing.
不是属地的祝福。
Our Lord has to come from Judah.
我们主必须从犹大出来。
Because the word should become flesh. 道要成为肉身。因为道必须成为肉身。You see, because that's why our Lord came from Judah.
这就是为什么我们主从犹大来。
Then he can become our Savior.
然后他可以成为我们救主。
But in the Bible, there is another line called spiritual line.
在圣经中有一条另外的
属灵的线。And that line is through the double portion.
这条线是根据双份。
So for that reason, when you study the history, genealogy of Joseph.
所以当你来研究这个约瑟的家谱的时候
So Bible said Now Joseph, the birthright belonged to him
圣经说长子名分是归约瑟
But something very interesting
有件事很
Both in the chapter 49 of Genesis And 33 of Deuteronomy
在这个创世纪49章和生命记34章
You know how Bible introduced Joseph The Bible says
圣经说,
He is the one who distinguished himself from his brothers
圣经说他是与他的众弟兄
迥别的一个人, 迥别的一个人 In another word He always stands out
他总是突出的
He separates himself from his brethren
他总是跟他其他的弟兄分别的
亲爱的 brother and sister what is this?
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思
？You know, here you find overcoming life.
在这里你发现一个得胜的生命。
He is very, very different.
他是非常的不同。
He is different from Reuben. Also, he is very different from Judah.
他跟流便和犹大都不同。
But because remember, his blessing always double blessings.
但是记住，他的祝福总是双份。
He always double portion.
他总是有双份。
So he distinguished or separated himself from his brother.
他跟他的众弟兄是分别的。
Now, brothers, something very important.
有件事很重要。
The word distinguish.
这个分别这件事。
Or the word separate.
另外的就是说不一样。
或者分别。
或者分别。
迥别。In Chinese means 与众弟兄迥别的人身上。Now, what does that mean, brothers?
这句话什么意思
？Because that word in Hebrew.
那个在希伯来里。
Is the same word as Nazareth.
是跟那个
拿西尔人是一个
拿西尔人是同一个字。
Now you know Nazarites.
你知道拿西尔人。
And when priesthood failed,
当这个祭司失败的时候
，and God will use Nazarite to take the place of the priest.
神会用拿西尔人来代替祭司。
Think about Samuel.
想一想这个撒母耳。
According to genealogy,
根据家谱
，now he has no possibility to wear ephod.
他啊，
不可能穿以弗德的。
他不能穿以弗德。
Because he was not a priest.
他不是祭司。
But thank the Lord.
感谢。
The Bible says he wore that dress.
圣经说他穿了那个衣服。
Why? Because he was one of, he was one of Nazarites.
因为他是拿西尔人之一。
其中一 ，more than that.
更多。
He is a Nazarite for good. 是终身的拿西尔 ，Nazarite for good.Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
我们看见这一点。
So remember, when Bible talk of Nazarite,
当圣经讲到拿西尔人
it always means overcomer.
总是讲到得胜者。
What are the overcomers?
得胜者是什么呢？
When majority of the people fell under some kind of horizon.
当大多数人啊失败
在水平下
水平下
and these people they standing on the horizon.
这些人的话在水平线上站着
They are not special
他们不是特别的
They only are faithful to the Lord
他们总是对神忠心的那班人
So brothers and sisters Because of that
正因为如此
When you read a genealogy
当你读家谱的时候
When you discover a phrase
当你发现了一句话
And someone are separate from his brother
有一个人跟他的弟兄区
别 Or distinguished from his brother
或者是跟他的弟兄不一样
You can be sure This must be one This must be overcomer
这个一定是得胜者
So brothers and sisters Now you understand Why we come to chapter 4
为什么我们来到第四章呢
Why
为什么
Because in chapter 4
因为在第四章里
You have two overcomers
你有两个得胜者
Now first is Caleb the spy
第一个是加勒这探子
Now you remember in book of Numbers
你想到在民数记里
What the Bible says What God says
神怎么说呢
What was the comment of God As to Caleb
神对加勒的这个定语是什么
He said my servant Caleb
我的仆人加勒
Has a different spirit
有一个不一样的灵
Do you see that
你看见吗
Different He distinguished himself from any others
他跟其他人都不一样
And he followed me with all wholeheartedly
他全心地跟随我
My brothers and sisters What does this mean?
弟兄子 这意味
着 Here you find an overcomer
在这里你发现了得胜者
But more than Caleb
不仅加勒
And Holy Spirit tried to prove
圣经要证明
Now Jabez Actually was contemporary to Caleb
亚比斯跟这个加勒是同时代的人
几乎是同一个时候的、In other words Not only Caleb distinguished himself from all the other brothers
不仅加勒跟众弟兄不一样
Also Jabez
亚比斯也不一样
Now let us read verse 9
让我们再读第九节
And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers
亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵
Remember in the midst of genealogy
记住在这家谱之中
Now when you have this kind of expression
当你有这种说明的时候
What does that mean?
这意味着什么呢
That means he is just like another Joseph
这意味着他是另外一个约瑟
Do you see that? So that means he is just like overcomer just like Nazarite
这意味着他是一个得胜者是一个拿西尔人
So remember because he is overcomer that's why he have the following prayer
因为他是个得胜者他有这样的祷告
Do you see that? The Jabez was more honorable than his brothers Do you see that?
亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵
And his mother named him Jabez
他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯
Saying because I bore him with pain
意思说我生他甚是痛苦
My brothers and sisters
我弟兄姊妹
How an overcomer will be born
一个得胜者怎么出生的呢
Look at three Nazarites for good in the Bible
我们来看三个拿西尔人
终身的拿西尔人
一个终身拿西尔人
You have three You have Samuel You have Samson And you have John the Baptist
你有 Samuel 你有参孙你有施洗约翰
Now brothers sisters These are Nazarites
这些是拿西尔人
They are Nazarite for good
他们是终身拿西尔人
They are overcomers
他们是得胜者
Tell me how they become overcomer
告诉我他们怎么成了得胜者
How this overcomer was born
这些得胜者怎么出生的
The Bible tells us
圣经告诉我
All their mothers were barren
所有的他们的母亲都是不能生孩子的。
Do you understand?
你想吗？
That means, so that means they finally, but what does that mean?
那意味着什么？
When they were young, they were barren.
当他们年轻的时候，他们不能生孩子。
But when they pass the youth for they pass certain period of time.
当他们经过一定的时期以后。
By the miracle of God.
通过神的神迹。
They gave birth to these people.
他们生出来这些人。
Now medical doctor will tell you.
医生会告诉你。
Now when it's much easier for the young mother to give birth to the child.
年轻的母亲比较容易生孩子。
So with these three mothers,
这三个母亲
，you can imagine how they went through pain and to produce the three overcomers.
这三个母亲，你可以想象他们经过多少的痛苦来产生三个儿子。
More than that.Their pain were double pains.
他们的痛苦实际上双份的痛苦。
Why? Now before they have a birth, before they have a children,
在他们有孩子之前。
Before they have it, you see, it was a shame on the part of Jewish mothers.
对犹太的母亲那是一个耻辱。
Because they couldn't have a child.
因为他们不能有小孩。
So that pain is psychological pain.
那个痛苦是心理上痛苦。
But then after when they are getting older.
然后当他们年老的时候
，Yes, they get the baby. They get this get this Nazarite.
是的，他们得到了小孩。
But then that's physical pain.
然后有这个生理上的痛苦。
Now, brothers and sisters, now you understand.
现在你明白。
Now, overcomers means double portion.
得胜者意味着双份。
Double portion means double pain.
双份意味着双份的痛苦。
Why Jabez was born?
为什么耶布斯出生
？Why he could live overcoming life?
为什么他可以过得胜的生活
？Because his mother has gone through a pain.
因为他的母亲经过痛苦。
So brothers and sisters, that's why he was called Jabez.
这就是为什么他叫亚比斯。
Sometimes we all want double portion.
我们都想要双份的祝福。
We don't want double pain.
但我们不要双份的痛苦。
My brothers and sisters,
我弟兄姊妹
，Our Lord Jesus went through Gethsemane for us.
我们的主经过克西马尼。
That's one pain.
那是另这是其中一个。
But Holy Spirit today dwelling in our hearts.
圣灵住在我们心里。
How often we grieve Holy Spirit?
我们经常的使圣灵担忧。
We push Holy Spirit today also to Gethsemane.
我们
把圣灵赶到哥西马尼园去。So my brothers and sisters, do you see that?
说弟兄姊妹，你们看见吗
？This is double pain.
这是双份的痛苦。
On the one hand, because of finished work of the cross, on the cross, our Lord Jesus.
一方面是十字架上已成的工作。
主耶稣所受的痛苦。The other one is the pain the Holy Spirit going through in our.
另一方面是圣灵在我们中间所受的痛苦。
Now, brothers, what a cost!
说弟兄姊妹，这是怎样的代价
？It cost the life of our Lord Jesus on the cross. 那个代价是要我们主为我们钉在十字架上 ，and it is also called the Holy Spirit to work in us.
另外也需要圣灵在我们中间工作。
Holy Spirit just like a dove, never getting mad.
圣灵就像鸽子从来
不是。不是发怒呢。However, he always sorrowful.
但是他总是悲伤。
He always being grieved.
他总是担忧。
That word grieve is the same word being used in Gethsemane. How our Lord was full of sorrow. The same word.
这个担忧是在主在哥撒玛尼所的感觉是一样的。
Brothers and sisters, the reason this prayer is answered.
这个祷告得答应的原因
It is not because we know how to pray
并不是因为我们知道怎样祷告
It is because of the cost of that prayer
是因为这个祷告的代价
It is because of the double pain of the mother
这是因为母亲的双份的痛苦
Which represents the finished work of the cross of Christ in history and also the working of the cross in you and in me
它代表了主在十字架上的痛苦以及圣灵在我们中间的痛苦
And then we are born
然后我们出生了
Then we become overcomer
然后我们变成得胜者
Then you have Samuel, you have Samson, you have John the Baptist.
然后你有啊，撒母耳，也有参孙，也有施洗约翰。
My brother and sister, do you see that?
我弟兄姊妹。
That's the reason, but that's the reason why we have chapter four.
这就是我们为什么有第四章的原因。
You not only have the story of Caleb.
你不仅有加勒的故事。
And you also have the story of Jabez.
也有亚比斯的故事。
The same story in principle.
在原则上是同样的故事。
However.Jabez marks out, stands out because of his prayer.
然而啊，亚比斯比众弟兄更尊贵，是因为他的祷告。
Now, brothers and sisters, because he lived overcoming life.
因为他啊，他过的得胜的生活。
He has a wonderful communion with Christ.
他与基督有奇妙的。
He made God's will as His will.
他把神的旨意当着他自己旨意。
Now remember.If you read verse 10 here.
如果你读第十节的话。
Now Jabez called on the God of Israel. Say, 第十节。
亚比斯求告以色列的神说。
Now brothers, then we have a question.
然后我们有个问题。
This prayer is belong to the Jews.
这个祷告啊。是
犹太人的。
是犹太人祷告。
Because Jacob's called on the God of Israel.
因为亚比斯求告以色列的。
Now are we going to pray the same prayer?
我们要做同样的祷告吗？
We have to be very careful here.
我们必须要小心。
We never go to extreme, brothers.
我们不要走极端。
But the important thing is now because Jabez as one of the Israelites.
因为亚比斯是以色列人。
Who called on the God of Israel.
他求告以色列的神。
And he was an overcomer.
他是得胜者。
He distinguished himself from any other brothers.
他跟其他弟兄都不一样。
So what does that mean? He must be the one who keep the law.
他必须是那个啊遵守律法的。
Now according to the Bible,
根据圣经
，anyone who keep the law,
任何遵守律法的
，he will be blessed.
他被祝福。
With the blessing from heaven, also blessing from the earth.
天上的祝福，地上的祝福。
Do you see that God already signed the contract with the people of Israel?
神已经与以色列人立约。
So you see, brother, sister, now remember, if you keep the commandment of the God,
如果你遵守神的命令的话
，and then definitely according to His promise,
根据他的应许
，no matter you ask or not ask.
不管你问还是不问
and then you see that blessing is yours
然后这祝福是你的
the same thing enlarge my board and so on and so forth
同样的扩张我的境界以及其他的事情
do you see that these four items represent the God's will for his people of Israel
这四件事代表了神对以色列的旨意
but on one condition
但是有一个条件
you have to keep the commandments of God
Ni要遵守神的命令。
You have to keep the covenant of God.
你要遵守神的约。
You have to, in another word, now, so remember, because you already signed your signature.
因为他你已经签名。
Thank God.
感谢主。
And you find Jabez was one of these people, overcomers.
你发现亚比斯是其中这一个。
So blessing is his.
祝福是他的。
And the enlargement of the border belonged to him.
扩张境界。
According to the will of God, the hand of God always with him.
根据神的旨意，神的手总是跟他在。
The protection is of course there.
保护也是跟他在一起。
So brothers, now you understand.
So,
he even did not finish his prayer.
现在你发现他没有完成祷告。
God said, "Okay, I answer you."
神说好，我答应你。
Now before we understand it, I think we have to compare with another vow in the Bible. That's Genesis 28.
在我们结束之前，我们必须比较另外一个许诺。
许愿。
许愿在。
Chapter 22.
创世纪。
Of Genesis.
创世纪二十二章。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Then Jacob made a vow. 28 verse 20. Then Jacob made a vow.
第二十八章第二十节。
Then Jacob made a vow.
28章20节。
Now you remember, following is the vow. Remember, it's the same vow. The same vow, just like Jabez. Okay. If God will be with me and will keep me on this journey that I take, and I will give me food to eat and garments to wear.
这个许愿跟亚比斯许愿是一样的，说神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保护我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿。
And I returned to my father's house in safety.
使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家。
Now this part is called if part. If.
这个部分就说是如果这一部分。
If God did this, this, and this.
如果神做这些的话。
Then Jacob is going to do another part. That's called vow.
然后雅各会做另外一部分。
Then the Lord will be my God.
然后神就是我的神。
And then this stone which I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And of all that thou dost give me, I will surely give a tenth to thee.
然后我所立的这个柱子的石头也必做神的殿。凡你所赐给我，我必将十分之一献给你。
Now that's typical vow in the Bible.
这是啊，圣经中的一个许愿。
It's starting with if.
你开始是如果。
If God does something,
如果神做什么事
，then I will do something.
然后我要做一些事。
So that's the format.
这是这公式。
Do you see that you have the if part, you have then part.
你有如果这部分，也有然后这部分。
So if part belongs to speaks of what God should do.
如果这部分说到神要做的
，and then it means I'm going to do something.
然后说到我要做一些什么
，so actually this is a bargain you know very well.
这是一个
这是 bargain.
哦，这是一个这个
讨价还价Now we know very well. I think very familiar to us.
这对我们来说很熟悉。
But remember, if you go back to Jabez's prayer,
那记住，如果你回到亚比斯的祷告的时候
，now since we don't know Hebrew very well.
因为我们不知道希伯来文
Bible scholar will tell us
圣经学者会告诉我
Actually this is a vow
这实际上是一个许愿
Actually Jabez vowed to God
实际上亚比斯许愿给神
So let me put that, put into a standard form
让我把它放在一个标准的
So in Hebrew it will be like this
在希伯来文会是这样
If thou will bless me
如果你要祝福我的话
And enlarge my border
并且扩张我的
边界 And thy hand shall be with me
并且你的手与我同在
And thou will keep evil far off not to bring sorrow to me
并且保佑我不遭患难不受艰苦
That's all under if
所有都在如果里
Then Jabez tried to say Then I will do something
然后亚比斯要说我会做些什么事
That part is missing
但那一部分是丢掉的
That's prayer of Jabez
这是亚比斯的祷告
Do you see it's an unfinished prayer
你看见这是一个没有完成的祷告
Do you see it's an unfinished vow
这是没有完成的许
愿 Jabez was then I will do something
亚比斯要说然后我要做一些什么事
Now God interrupt him
神中断了他祷告
Now don't continue anymore
不要继续了
That's enough
这已经够了
Then Bible said God granted his request
然后圣经说神应许了他所求的
So brother and sisters Do you understand the point here?
说弟兄姊妹你们明白这个
If you want to understand this verse this verses
如果你要理解这些
You have to see it in the light of a New Testament
你必须要在新约的这个光下看
Otherwise you won't be able to understand
不然的话不会理解
You understand? Now if And when he talk about If you will bless me And so on and so forth
如果你要祝福我
And so on and so forth. Then, because he was an overcomer,
因为他是一个得胜者
he was already obeyed all these covenants.
他已经顺服了所有。
So that means the blessing already his.
这就意味着所有祝福已经是他的。
The hand of the Lord already belonged to him.
神的手已经属于他。
So there is no need to say, then I will do this and this. He already done it.
所以不需要说我会做这些，我会做那。
So God grant him all his requests.
所以神应允他所求的。
So my brothers and sisters, this simply tells us.
这简单的告诉我。
Especially when we read this prayer in the light of New Testament.
尤其是我们在新约的光下来读这个祷告。
Thank the Lord.
感谢。
He already granted us the blessing from heaven. Heavenly blessings.
他已经把属天的祝福给了我们。
That's book of Ephesians.
那是以弗所书。
Yeah, you don't have to ask.
你不需要求。
It's already there.
已经给了我们。
And he will enlarge our border. His hand shall be with us, and so on and so forth.
他要扩张我们境界，他的手要与我们同在。
And our Lord teach us, deliver us from evil.
我们主教导我们不让我们遇见凶恶。
So my brothers and sisters, if you translate everything into New Testament terms.
如果你们把所有的翻译成新约的话的话
Of course we Christian can pray such a prayer
当然我们基督徒能祷告
But with a New Testament interpretation
但是用新约的这种话
Not Old Testament interpretation
不是用旧约的解释
Now that's very very important
这是非常重要
In other words Let us conclude my message with one verse from the Bible
用另外一句话让我来 用一个一句话来结束我的分享
Then let us go to John chapter Gospel of John chapter 15
让我们来翻到约翰福音第十五章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Now this is Jabez's prayer in New Testament. 这是新约中的亚比斯的祷告。Then let us read verse 7.
让我们来读第七节。
If you abide in me, my words abide in you.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。
Ask whatever you wish，
凡你们所愿意的。
And it shall be done for you，
祈求就给你们成就。
Now brothers， do you see the problem here？
弟兄姊妹，你们看到这个问题吗
？Sometimes say since the Lord already promised us，
因为主已经应许了我。
Ask whatever you wish，
求不管你们你
无论你们求什么
无论
So brother then I ask the moon from the heaven
然后我要
天上的月亮
天上的月亮
But the Lord will not answer us Why?
但神不会答应
Did he violate his principle? 他违反他自己原则吗 No not at all You know the reason is this The secret is this
秘密是这个
You if you abide in me
如果你住在我里面
And my words abide in you
我的话也在你里面
Now this is the one who distinguishes himself from all the brothers.
这是这个与其他弟兄不一样的一个人。
That's Jabez.
这是亚比斯。
Now, brother and sister, the Jabez prayer.
亚比斯祷告。
Actually, according to the will of God.
实际上是根据神的旨意。
We already know this. All wills of God. All wills of God.
因为我们知道这都是神的旨意。
So he make the will of God as his will.
因为他把神的旨意当作他自己。
He has a wonderful union with Christ.
他与基督有奇妙的联合。
Especially in will.
尤其是在旨意上。
He will what God wills.
他求神所求的。
So my brothers and sisters.
说弟兄姊妹。
Remember, he did not will according to himself.
他不是根据自己来求。
He never asked for moon, not at all.
他从来不要求月亮。
Now, brother, this is a wonderful promise here.
这地方有奇妙的应许。
Ask whatever you wish.
祈求
无论你们求什么
凡你们所愿的
So 凡你们所愿的 You see、yeah. 凡你们所愿 If you wish Just your will If you wish
如果你愿意的话
My brothers and sisters That's a secret
这是秘密
Because your will now is in harmony with God's will
因为你的旨意和神的旨意和谐了
Then you don't have to say anything God grant your request
然后你不需要说什么神会应允你的
so thank the Lord
说感谢主
most of the time our prayer is unfinished prayer
大部分我们祷告都是都是
我们应该是没有了结的祷告 why? because this is a kind of prayer which is called the Jabez prayer
因为这是亚比斯的祷告
so brothers and sisters this is very important prayer
弟兄姊妹这是很重要的祷告
Sometimes the Lord answers us
有时候神答应我们
Because we abide in him
因为我们住在他里面
And his words abide in us
他的话也住在我们里面
This one must be distinguish himself from others
这个人必须跟众人不同
This is overcomer
这是得胜者
So brothers Then whenever he vow a vow
然后当他许愿的时候
God grant his request
神会应允他所求的。
So my brothers and sisters, this is the feature of prayer of Jabez.
说弟兄姊妹，这是亚比斯祷告的特点。
So may the Lord speak to our hearts.
愿主对我们的心说话。
Sometimes we work so hard.
有时候我们做工这么努力。
Sometimes you know we know the technique how to pray.
有时候我们知道祷告的技巧。
We pray with faith.
我们用信心祷告。
But what God wants to see is what kind of person.Who is praying?
但神所愿意看到的是祷告的那个人是什么样的人
This is the prayer of Jabez.
这是亚比斯的祷告
May the Lord really speak to our hearts.
愿主对我们心说话
Let's have two or three brothers lead us in prayer.
让要两三位弟兄来
带我们祷告
带我们祷告
Let's pray.
让我们祷告